Hey, is your life not going the way you want it to? Maybe you're caught up in something called the blame game. Don't miss today's More Faith, More Life podcast, because I'll tell you what that game is. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another More Faith, More Life podcast. I'm your host, Steve Gray, and I got along with me today my sidekick wife, Kathy Gray.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hello.
So we're going to be together today talking about something that's going to make your life better. Mm-hmm. We talk about the theme of more faith, more life, and we want to put together, if you operate in faith, if you can get more faith in God, have faith in God, it's going to produce more life. And when I say life, I'm not talking about eternal life after you die. I'm talking about life while you're still alive. And somebody used to say, Kathy, remember, they used to say, I don't care. I don't need help in the sweet by and by. I need help in the nasty now and now.
Amen. Remember the nasty now and now.
And so that's what we're very practical Christianity in helping you get all that God has for you and helping you change your mind. God's a good God. He's got good things in store for you. So the last thing you want to do is lose your faith or lose your connection to him. So today we're going to talk about the blame game, and it's been an exciting time, as you know, Kathy. We're getting through a political season, and we're going to be in a transition between one political party to another political party. It's always an exciting time because the one that's going out has those days left, and what are they going to do? Sometimes they sign all kinds of things, and they on death row, what do they do? Set them free. They don't
set them free. Stay of execution.
Yeah, stay of execution.
Pardon them,
and all that stuff goes on.
Yeah.
In the meantime, then the other administration is gearing up and going to make its changes. Well, our culture is showing itself like crazy right now, because rather than, no matter who they are, because I mean, some Republicans won, some Democrats lost, you know, both sides. But if you lost or won or whatever, go back and look and say, well, I lost because. And then you can't say, I lost because it's somebody else's fault. That's the blame game. And that gets you nowhere in this life. No. Because with God, what do? He says, you know, we confess our sins. We talk about ourselves. We say, this is where I went wrong. And then he forgives us, yeah, of all our stupid things we did. But now we got to learn from our mistakes. And there aren't very many people that do that. So anyway, the blame game, Kathy, is going crazy. It probably will continue to go crazy. It'll probably go crazy into the new year. But we don't have to do it.
And we need to
decide that blame is dangerous, too dangerous for us.
That's right. Well, you know, first I would like to define what blame is according to God.
Okay.
Blame is pointing the finger at someone else and putting the responsibility of something you did wrong, putting the responsibility of it on to someone else. That's, God says, you know, that's how I'm seeing people do. People make a mistake, but then they never want to take any kind of accountability or responsibility. They just want to point the finger and say someone else is responsible.
Yeah,
for my stupidity. And you know, you think the blame game has gone on from the beginning of humanity. Think about Adam and Eve, you know, and the woman that you gave me, Adam said, she's the one who gave me this apple or pomegranate, and she's the one who made me sin. And she did that. And then, so he did that, and he was putting the blame on his wife for giving him this fruit and he making the choice to bite into it and bring sin into humanity. And then she also did the same thing. And, you know, Eve, it's really easy for Eve to do also. She blamed the serpent.
Yeah.
And she said, hey, man, it was that serpent, you know, he snuck up on me. So the blame game started with the first marriage.
Yeah.
or the first man and wife, and it's just wreaked havoc ever since then, and put stress and division between husbands and wives or in families. And then we go on up to in governments or nations or the people of a nation. And so somehow I think we got to stop this game.
Well, yeah. And, you know, it says Eve was deceived.
Ooh.
She didn't say she sinned.
She was deceived.
And she was tricked. But yeah. Nevertheless, that's then what do you do after that? It's interesting. There's too much speculation here, but in what I'm about to say. But there is the possibility that the course could have been changed had the serpent tricked Eve, because she was tricked. She was deceived. She's thinking like, hey, this makes sense. La, 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 right?
Yeah.
And then she came and she ate. Then she came and gave some to her husband. But when her husband did it, it doesn't say he was tricked. He knew. He had insight. This is, he probably didn't say sin. But this is not what, we're not obeying. We're not obeying. What would have happened, you think? Well, you don't have to think about it because it's too much speculation. Isn't there the possibility, though, that Eve could have been deceived and come to her husband and said, help me, Adam. I've been tricked by that snake. I got tricked. Help me. And he could have said, it's all right. I'm holding the line here. I'll go to God for you. He could have been an intercessor. Could have been like a savior. Could have been like Jesus did. I'll go to God for you. And I'll talk it over with him. Now, we may they may still have to have blood shed or whatever for the remission of sin. But, you know, it's possible, I think, that it could have stopped there by saying, you know what, Eve, it's okay. I forgive you. And God said, Eve, it's okay. But once it hit both of them, there was nobody left. Because Eve was deceived. We go like, you know, she got tricked. She didn't want to be bad. She got tricked. But when Adam did it, he knew better. So there's now they both went down. Okay, so there's a little bit of speculation there. But could it have been turned, maybe not.
Maybe in an ideal
In an ideal, maybe garden, maybe forgiveness could have come
with
in.
A loving
if
father.
She had a run to her father and to her husband, and her husband runs to God.
Yes.
Okay. The reason you can speculate like that, it may have not happened. There may have been too many rules. There may have been God said, if you eat of it, you'll die. That's it. Nothing you can do about it. But we also have here, Kathy, the character of God. We know the character of God. So we know there's always the potential that he could say, I forgive you, or okay, let's do it this way. Now you can't do it. There's the potential. So it's a little speculation, but it could have been turned if Eve had a, taken the blame. And then once he did it, he was done for. Anyway, he blamed his wife. Well, she blamed the serpent. He blamed his wife. And it's just a big mess. And then,
you know what? Ever since then, humanity has been far. They've missed the mark of God. They've missed the heights and the glory of God. They've lost it all because they could have been growing constantly in more and more of a relationship with God. But instead, that blame game, it stops your growth because now you're not saying, I'm responsible before God. I am the one. I did it. No one else. It's me, oh Lord. And then when you live like that, you miss out on God opportunities to continue growing. You've like, when you say it's someone else's fault and do that blame thing, you immediately stop your forward growth. Because you can't ever take that accountability, that responsibility, and just acknowledge with God. And you know, I think this blame game really stems from pride instead of humility, that you don't want to be caught. And you know, you've taught us before about like repentance, and there's a fake repentance and there's a true repentance. And when a fake repentance is, oh no, you got caught. You got caught, so you do these alligator tears, and you're just so sad because you got caught, not because you're responsible. But true repentance, now I know you've taught me this over the years many times, true repentance is you take all the blame, you soften your heart to the Lord, and you just say, you know, I'm the one, Lord. And I regret what I did, and I'm ashamed. And you don't even have to cry, you know. When with true repentance, you say, "It's no one made me do that. My husband didn't make me do that. You know, that was one of my biggest problems in ever getting free with the Lord was I would blame everybody else, and I'd almost get to the point of true repentance, and then I'd say, oh, but I remember when that one person did this and that to me. So it's okay for me to continue blaming and holding a grudge.
Yeah. You know, we got all these beautiful lights around us right now, but the screen went off over here for us. Just thought I'd tell our tech guys the one we were looking at. But exactly.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it's not all your fault.
Exactly.
A lot of times other people could be blamed, But there is no growth, there is no good fruit by blaming someone else. So what's missing in Christianity today so much is that sense of responsibility. Everybody's a victim in our cult, not just church, but it's hit the church too.
Yeah.
So all the sermons, you can tell thousands of sermons, or Kathy, are preached on Sunday from the victim mentality that you can tell. They're preaching to us like we're victims. We've been slapped around. We're barely hanging on. We don't know what to do with ourselves. We're locked in unforgiveness. It's not my fault. You don't understand me. I've got hurt feelings. And these are things that will only make everything worse. You're never going to get better. You're always going to stay sick. So you take responsibility, as much responsibility as you can. You can't be responsible for everybody else. But a lot of times the responsibility, Kathy, was not that you did something. The responsibility is take the response you had to somebody else doing something.
Wow.
Because our responses are required. We have requirements. We are required in the kingdom of God to respond in the fruit of the Spirit. It's not an option.
It's
a requirement. Love, and joy, and peace, patience, kindness. Yeah. Those are requirements to being part of the Spirit-filled community. You don't have a choice, and you'll get caught in it. You know, if you're speeding and you weigh too much and you get stopped and they know how fast you were going, you know, you can't blame. You know, we all try to think of a quick story, right, to blame maybe why it's not my fault that I was speeding.
Well,
but
you know what? I blamed you once. Can I just insert that little story? I blamed you once about my speeding. You had sent me to our church to, you know, and we just lived like, you know, 5 minutes away. And you, one day you were really busy at your office and you said, you got to go to the church because da 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 is going on right now. And you need to go in and you need to take care of it because you're the only one who can represent me, Steve Gray, to give the answer. So I got in the car and I admit I was driving down that main road to our church so fast. I mean, so fast. And it goes under the highway bridge. And there, sitting there, were two motorcycle policemen. And they waved me over. Well, at this time, we had a big billboard on the corner and it had a picture of you and me. And it said, you know, Revive Church. And there's our faces real big. And so the guy stopped me. And I know you're never supposed to do this, but I immediately admitted blame. And I said, I am responsible. So I did the right thing. I said, I am so responsible, sir. My husband told me to go to church and take, I'm the pastor of this church, and my husband told me to go take care of something, and the people of our church are so important to me, and the needs of our church are so important. I was speeding to get there. I was sent to help them out. And then the guy went over and talked to the other policeman, and then I saw them pointing at the sign. And then they came back over, and one man said to the other, see her face? This is the first lady of World Revival Church. Let her go. And I go, well, do you think I got off the hook? Because I kind of blamed you, but I did say immediately, I was speeding.
No, you took responsibility for speeding, but you still blame somebody else for speeding. So, okay, we get the point, though.
Oh, no.
Well, you already said you did that. But blame
mm-hmm.
will only make your life worse.
And it will make it worse.
Here's what people will do to you. When they see that you are a person that is a victim and that blames everybody your whole life, it's never your fault, they will never trust you or be comfortable with you because they always wonder, am I next in line? If you blame them, you'll blame me. So I'm just going to pull back. And so a lot of people who play the blame game, they have trouble making relationships. They feel like, I don't feel that loved. I don't feel that nurtured. Well, you probably aren't. They're not nurturing you. They're not loving. They're standing off because I don't want to be next. So it's we have to be very careful that we take responsibility for our portion, and we're not doing it because other people deserve it. We don't forgive people because they deserve to be forgiven. We deserve people because we have to forgive to stay healthy. We can't blame. We have to let loose. But we're doing it to stay healthy in every area, I think, physically, mentally, emotionally. So we can have great relationships. And I would tell, you know, in our church, all the people we deal with all the time for all the years, you know, and somebody else say that, and I'd say to him, I said, you know what, just let me take the blame for it. You know, like maybe I said this and they misunderstood or whatever. And I said, well, that's not what I meant. You know what, just let me take the blame for it. You know, I can do it. It's okay. I don't have a problem with that. And I'll go, I'll say, I'm sorry, I didn't explain that right. Well, when we get down to the real thing, I didn't do anything because I was just helping somebody along. I didn't even do anything. But you know what? It's healthy for me to say, not make that person feel bad about it. I'm going to make that person, I'm going to let them off the hook and say, you know what? I probably didn't explain it right. It's my fault, but I'll, and I know.
That's being a great peacemaker too. Blessed are the peacemakers and showing a lot of humility and a lot of caring for other people.
Yeah. And if you don't have
sometimes it's okay, take the blame.
Yeah, it's okay, yes. And it's a big, you know, we're supposed to lay down our lives, and we can do it. It makes other people feel better. And if you don't, if you're not dealing with the pride thing, and you're not dealing with, you know, all this emotional junk going on inside of you, and you have the peace of God to, so I told somebody, I might have said it last week too. Remember, I said to somebody, I'm so rich in God, I can. And then you fill in the blank. You know what? I'm so rich in God, I can afford to forgive people. I'm so rich in God, I can afford to say, you know what? Just blame me, it's my fault. I misunderstood. Go on. I'm so rich in God. I have all this stored up for me that
yes,
now.
Yes, and you know, that's the way you help the other person then to become rich in God.
Yeah.
You remove that barrier. And I've seen many times when you have said, all right, I'll take the blame. And then I've seen the person or people that are trying to cast blame at me anywhere and stir up a lot of trouble. I've seen them melt under the love of God and melt, and the intensity and the fire just goes out like that when you extend that, and then those people are freed to move on ahead spiritually also, to grow in grace.
And the bottom line is, you almost said it earlier, the bottom line is we all are going to have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, right? Sort of that. We all gonna have to stand before the Lord and be judged for what we did, you know, right or wrong, good or bad. But when we do it, we gotta realize there's not gonna be anybody there to blame, not even God. Jesus will be there, but I wouldn't try blaming him, right? And there's not gonna be a big crowd of people around. You're not gonna be able to say to Jesus, well, you know how I feel, no? You know how bad they treated me? You know how I feel, know what I mean? And Jesus is going to say, nope, I don't know how, because I said, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And I laid down my life and shed my blood for you. And all you folks listened, I did all that. And so you're not going to be able to go to him and explain hurt feelings or pride or, well, I just didn't think, you know, because I had a kind of a rough growing up or whatever. So it's not going to work. Better. Do you like this? I like this scripture. Judge. If you judge yourself now, you'll not be judged. Well, yes. We're still going to have to stand in that position. But what it means is, if you've taken all that stuff before God, before you get to Jesus at the very end, then he's not going to bring it up again. He doesn't remember. As far as the east is from the west, he remembers no more. Take care of it now, so when you stand before him, it's as far as from the east to the west, he remembers it no more, and he won't have to bring it up because you brought it up. You took responsibility before God before you had to stand before Jesus and give an account for what you did in this life. It's just a smart way to live, yes. And it's so freeing. Well, we have a few more things. You mentioned self-reflection. Mm-hmm. Name a couple of things that can help you break free from it. Just name a couple of things.
Okay.
You made a list for us.
Yes, self-reflection. You need to look at yourself, your own self. Again, be honest. Don't pull the wool over your own eyes. And then we've already said several times, then you take personal responsibility and accountability. And then third, you forgive. And you know, unforgiveness is like a yoke, and it connects you to the blamer. Or it connects you to the bad incident, but that forgiveness is a letting go, and it's not feelings. Forgiveness is not feelings. Forgiveness is an act of faith where you spiritually, mentally, let go of a person, because in unforgiveness, you're holding them, the blamer, to yourself. So self-reflection, forgiveness, let me see what else, and that humility. I'll tell you what. humility. That was Satan's downfall, and we don't want to live like that. We want to grow in humility and not rise up when somebody does try to point a finger at us.
Let's see, Kathy, I've got 5 golden blame statements that people use. Well, of course, that all narrow down to one. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. It's not. I mean, blame is part of our growing up, isn't it? Like it's in us, right? Even when you're in kindergarten or first grade, you taught kindergarten, you taught grade, and how quickly a kid can be called something and say, it's not my fault.
Well, you know, our two little granddaughters, age 2 and 3, they're learning and growing, and they have magnificent parents. But I watch it when I play with them, you know, because she made me do it. No, she made me do it. She took it away, so that's why I hit her. So, I mean, it does start
very small.
Very small.
Yeah. Here's golden. We got some golden statements. I call them that. Here's the most famous one of blame of all. The dog ate my homework. Right?
Poor dog.
Yeah. I used a lot of those golden ones going to school when I didn't have something. I told you one. I'm trying to end this podcast because stay on the subject, but now we're telling stories.
That's okay.
I was with my brother, senior in high school, and I'd missed, been late for school a lot. And when you get there, if you're late too many times, you know, they give you a pink slip or yellow slip or something, and you got to go to the principal's office, you're late again. And so my brother and I were late again, so he's with me. And so he's asking, he's standing there, I'm standing there, we both got these slips, we had to go to the principal's office. And so he just stands, and my brother, and he's like, he was a freshman, I was a senior, or something like that. And he's just standing there taking whatever they say, you know, just whatever they say. And I thought, I've got so many times, and what am I going to do here? So our principal's name was Mr. Finley. I said, Mr. Finley, let me tell you what happened. Okay, this is a classic now. I said, we were going along, and we were driving to school, and we stopped at a light, and a man rolled down his window and signaled me to roll down my window. I rolled down my window. Now, this actually happened. My brother can tell you he was there. And I said, he rolled down my window. And he said, listen, you slow down. If you don't go late to school, I'm going to beat up your brother. I'm going to beat up your brother if you're not late to school. And I said, Mr. Finley, I just couldn't bear the thought of my brother getting beat up. So I had to come to school late. And guess what happened? He just laughed. He shook his head, laughed, and said, go on to class. Sometimes a humorous blame may work, but eventually you're going to have to take responsibility. So the dog ate my homework. Let's keep going here. Okay, how about this one? I see this one a lot. I was just following orders. You know, with us, you know, we've got a preschool, Montessori school. We've got an academy school, K-12, and, of course, our church. Many of the things. And so I have a lot of, we have 50 employees, and we got a lot of things going on during the week. And I've seen it over and over where somebody does something, and we go like, and somebody else says, well, that's not the way you're supposed to do it. And they'll say, well, that's the way Pastor Steve wants it. And I never even talked to them, but they'll get it out there. So I was just following orders. That's the way Pastor Steve or somebody wants it. So it's not my fault. All right. This is the super spiritual person that escapes. The enemy is really attacking me today. The enemy is really attacking me today. You know, so you got a flat tire that you ignored buying a new tire because you're too cheap, or you went to the movies and ate out. Now you don't have enough money to buy a new tire. Now you got a flat tire and you're going to blame the devil for it. Say, the enemy is really attacking me today. There's another super spiritual person. You basically don't want to do something. And so you say, I don't think that's my gift. I don't think that's my spiritual gift. And so it basically means you just don't want to be responsible. You don't want to do something you don't want to do. It needs to be done. You don't want to do it. And so we need to be responsible for responsible for everything. And in the kingdom of God, we're responsible. Anyway, that's not my gift. And then the most famous at all, other than the dog ate my homework, might come in second. But number one, the number one blame game phrase that you can get is the devil made me do it. And that's going to keep you in bondage the rest of your life. You're never going to be happy in a marriage. Your marriage partner's never going to be happy with you. Your kids are going to be unruly. They'll be starting to blame because all of a sudden, you know what? If you blame everybody, get ready. Your kids are going to blame you. They're going to be 30 years old and 40 years old saying, let me tell you why I'm such a mess. It's my parents or my church or my boss. So today's lesson is what? Got to get out of the blame game. Take responsibility. You'll be so much happier. You could be rich in God. I can afford to be wrong once in a while, and I don't have to know everything all the time. Go and tell your friends, subscribe, tell your friends, pick up the book, If You Only Knew, before the new book comes out in the new year. So there's a new one coming. Get that one. It's going to help you a lot understanding what's going on in America today. Thanks, Kathy, for being with us today. We had a good time talking about the blame game. Till next time. Bye-bye.